the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast. We're joined this hour by Van Fowers, who is... Well, where are we going to take this segment, Van? We've got one segment left. It's about 8 minutes long. What in that short amount of time can you portray for us? I'll let you take over here.
Well, if you're coming from anywhere else, whether it's within the state or even outside the state, there are so many different things to see. And you might not care about seeing a movie set in old Tucson, but you might have other interests. And there are some great places around town. If you are interested in the world of air and airplanes and that type of thing, we have the Pima Air and Space Museum, which is terrific to see. It will take you all day to go around there, but it is great. They have planes all over the place. And you're allowed to go in, ask questions, and it's very, very interesting. Planes from World War II and even earlier than that. If you like the
desert.
Can
you fly any of them?
No, I have not flown any of them. However, at least once or twice a year, there is a B-17 and a B-24 that come out. And if you have the money, you can go on a ride just to get the feel of what it felt like to ride in one of those tin cans. I think they've even put a P-51 in there also. So you can do that. If you like the desert life, there's the Desert Museum. Which is not too far from Old Tucson Studios, but that's usually where I take folks to get an idea of what the desert life is like, plants and animals, and that can take you all day.
And because of the elevation, Tucson's higher than Phoenix, Casa Grande, Quartzsite. There's a lot more native plants that grow. Just it's like a magic 1800 elevation. Things just start to change.
Yes, they do. And depending on what side of the little hillside you're on, will change the vegetation and how long the sun is seen on different sides. And in fact, the saguaro cactus are all different. If you go up a valley, you'll notice on either side, one side is going to be heavier populated than the other side. It's just a lot of learning and a lot of neat things to see out here.
Now, I'm not much of a city person. I work in the city, but I learned very young in my life that I was not made to live inside a city boundary. And so I spend a lot of time commuting just so when I get home, I can be out from the city lights, out from concrete, have my own space. But and downtown areas, I'm not really, you know, not that big a deal. But staying at the Tucson City Center Hotel, it's only a mile walk from downtown, and I walked in to have dinner two nights ago. And you do downtown tours, correct?
Yes, I do a Presidio tour of downtown. Yes.
I was quite impressed with Tucson's downtown.
Yeah, we have tried. The city has tried to keep a lot of the old buildings still intact. I'm glad for that and grateful for that. They're not all able to be gone into by everybody because of the construction, but at least it's been saved. Unlike the convention center where you're broadcasting from today, which actually was the Barrio. And unfortunately, I think about 250 or 260 homes were destroyed back in the 1960s for that renovation. And so we've lost all of that history, but we've still been able to hang on to an awful lot also.
So where this convention center was, they had to relocate 250 homes?
Yeah, a lot of the folks were displaced, and they had to be moved out. Now, you know, that was something that was big in the country at that time, and they thought it was going to work. And for a while, it did. That area, La Placita, and that area with the colored buildings that you see with the bright colored paints, that was a very active area, and it was pretty full. It was about 95% full of business. Not like what it is today, and that's the sad thing, because we've got so much history around.
And when history, you look at the desert and you think, well, who would ever live out here, and what made them stop right here? But
right.
Looking at a water map, Tucson has a lot of natural rivers.
Yes, and you know, we had the Santa Cruz sitting right there, and you can actually get three steamboats across that river. That's how wide it was. So we had plenty of water. And when Father Kino eventually got out here, he showed a lot of the Native American Indians how to plant crops. and how to divert that water. And this area was lush. I mean, we were growing all kinds of things. And unfortunately, today we're, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, we don't have as much water as we used to, and we're finding that out the hard way, that that is one of the most valuable resources we have on this planet, especially out here.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, sir. It's been many times when there's a best 10 or what to do in Arizona, Tucson gets overlooked a lot. But there, you've got the Reed Park Zoo, which actually one of our partners is out there. They're doing a trick-or-treating event all weekend long because it's Halloween falls on a Saturday.
Right.
They're doing their 3-day weekends of trick-or-treating for the kids this weekend, which is just a wonderful zoo and a wonderful park that if you didn't even know it, you could drive right by it never even and realize you've passed
it. It's exactly right. And you can eventually end up staying out there all day. It is just unbelievable. For the middle of the desert, that is really something to see. And I was wondering, can I say one more plug for old Tucson with an upcoming event?
We have about 90 seconds.
Okay. On November 26th to January 1st, we are going to have an old-time holiday special, just kind of celebrating the Christmas traditions of the 1880s. And we're going to have a lot of things set up for the kids with a petting zoo and a pony ring, special shows, loads of family fun. And the day after Thanksgiving, which is the 27th, I think that's Black Friday, Santa will be making a visit at 12 noon and every day after that until December 23rd. And if any of the kids or the families want to come out and see Santa, he will be there every single day at 12 noon.
And where is that?
That's going to be out at the studios.
On Speedway?
That's off of Kinney Road. Old Tucson Studios is off of Old Kinney Road.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.